in your mudra when you meditate. So your mind is around your stomach. Instead of mind go after moment go travel somewhere else, you keep your mind here. Or if you keep your hand on your legs by your knees, there is a different sensation go with it. Again, your mind stay around your body. When you do kinhin, walking or standing meditation, your mind, it's, you could try about one knuckle wise between your heels and about two fist wide between your toe, and feel like you are grabbing the ground with your and go back and forth sideways. This is much easier position to breathe deeper. First few breaths you go with mouth, empty yourself. Grasp your and line of finger nails. You don't grasp it too hard, and then last finger position of last finger is at your solar plexus. And there are two ways in this position. After you cover this Vajra Mudra with right hand, you keep this arms, joint arms, like a cross, body, the cross. And from both elbow, you give a slight strength toward your mudra. You push from both sides, not too hard, and relax your shoulder. So in each breath, you go half step forward, which means you are not walking actually, you are still meditating. Another breath, you go forward. Inhalation and touch the soul and breathe out. Then, end of exhalation, your left other heel start to go up, and then gently slide on and exhale. So at this point, you don't close your eyes. That tension of alertness is same as sitting time. Sitting should be alert, and mind should be rather activated when you are sitting. Think about which direction you are walking in meditation. Strange question, but why you stood up, why you are walking, sometimes you think about it. Now, when you go back and sit, it is time to finish. What time is it? 12:12. Thank you. Good afternoon.